Hi, my name is Daniel Campbell, and I am the director of the Lay Division here at St. John Vianney Theological Seminary for the Archdiocese of Denver. Our mission at the Lay Division is to put people in contact and communion with the person of Jesus Christ, who alone leads us to the heart of the Father in the Holy Spirit. In essence, we are all about making and maturing disciples. We do this through various offerings that study God's call to each and every person to have a personal relationship with Him in the church that He established with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. What I want to talk to you about now in this audio is the Denver Catholic Catechetical School. This is one of our two flagship programs that we offer. The Catechetical School is a two-year journey through the Catechism of the Catholic Church, in which we read and teach the Catechism through a prayerful, organic, and systematic presentation of the Catholic faith contained in both sacred scripture and sacred tradition. And our approach is going to show you that the Catechism is not a dry book of dogmas, but rather the Catechism is a ladder of ascent, as we call it, a ladder of ascent that is going to lead you to communion with God in a life of prayer. We read in John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 10, our Lord speaking of Himself as the Good Shepherd. We read, quote, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Catechism of the Catholic Church is not a collection of random teachings, or just mere rules and regulations, or just some encyclopedia of Catholic facts to pick up every now and then and brush the dust off of. Rather, the Catechism is the roadmap of God's plan for this abundance of life. It is the roadmap of God's plan for our salvation, the roadmap to the blessed life that God wants to give us in His grace out of His sheer goodness. The Catechism itself opens so beautifully along these lines. We read in the first paragraph of the Catechism, God, infinitely perfect and blessed in Himself, in a plan of sheer goodness, freely created man to make him share in His own blessed life. For this reason, at every time and in every place, God draws close to man. He calls man to seek Him, to know Him, and to love Him with all his strength. He calls together all men scattered and divided by sin into the unity of His family, the Church. To accomplish this, when the fullness of time had come, God sent His Son as Redeemer and Savior. In His Son and through Him, He invites men to become in the Holy Spirit His adopted children and thus heirs of His blessed life. That is the start of the Catechism. When we speak of revelation, we speak of God telling us something, God communicating or unveiling a certain truth to us. That's what we mean by revelation. And so revelation is effectively God drawing the veil aside from Himself. Now we see this through what we call natural revelation. God, the creator of this world, has left His fingerprints all over this world, so to speak. And so we can come to know of God through reason alone. Look at the sun, the moon, the stars, the truth, beauty, goodness of this created world, and you can come to know God. Divine revelation, though, is when God actually enters into human history to reveal truths to us Himself. And of course, it is Jesus Christ, God incarnate, who is, therefore, the fullness of divine revelation. And the reason why God does this is because we have an end, a final destination, the beatific vision in heaven, which is beyond this earthly life. God having made us, as the Catechism opens with, to share His own blessed life. A life that surpasses what we are by nature, a life that surpasses this created world. And because it surpasses our nature and everything of this created world, we could never come to know of it of our own accord. Yet we need to know our true end in order to choose it. We cannot love what we do not first know. So God wants us in heaven. The beatific vision is our final destination. That is the blessed life in God that He wants to give us. But we need to know this, because if we are going to order our lives towards and ultimately love this end, then we first have to know it. And that's the need for divine revelation. Because God wants to do something for us so utterly transcendent and unimaginable that we need Him to actually tell us this Himself. As St. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 10, but as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man conceived, what God has prepared for those who love Him, God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. No eye seen, no ear heard, no heart has conceived of the beatific vision. It is utterly marvelous what God wants to do for us. And we could sit, all of us, could sit here every single day for the rest of our lives thinking for 24 hours a day, yet we'll never come up with heaven. We'll never even come remotely close to heaven. Because we are inconceivably, by the sheer perfect goodness of God, called to a much higher life, an abundance of life, beyond one purely natural. A life not just as a creature, but as a son of God. Because we are actually called to share in God's very own triune life itself, as the Catechism opens up with. This is what our Lord died on the cross for. To get us to where we can't get to ourselves. And this is what the Catechism gives us a roadmap for. It unpacks for us God's magnificent divine revelation, all that he's unveiled for us to guide us to eternal life. The Catechism is a roadmap for the journey from blessing to blessing, from the blessing of creation to the blessing of eternal life in God. A ladder of ascent, as we speak of the Catechism, climbing rung by rung from the blessing of this world to the blessing of heaven. And so how do we teach you this ladder of ascent in the catechetical school? Well, we travel over 4 semesters through the 4 sections of the Catechism: the Apostles' Creed, the Liturgy and the Sacraments, the Moral Life, and the Life of Prayer. In the first semester, you study the story of the Father's plan of blessing as outlined in the 12 articles of faith in the Apostles' Creed. What is it that God has revealed to us to believe? What is it that we profess in faith? And why do we believe that? Knowing the faith we profess will shed light on the rest of our path up the ladder of ascent. The second semester of the first year then studies the faith that we profess in the Apostles' Creed as it is celebrated in the liturgy and the sacraments. What God has promised and accomplished in salvation history is now made present and efficacious for us today. As we read in paragraph 1082 of the Catechism, quote, "In the Church's liturgy, the divine blessing is fully revealed and communicated." And of course, by better knowing what the sacraments are and why Christ has given them to us, we will be ready for a deeper, more fruitful participation in them. You then move on to year 2. And the first semester of year 2, you then explore what a life lived in imitation of Christ looks like. You begin with a look at the goal, fulfillment and beatitude, and then examine the main points of moral theology, free will, conscience, virtue, sin, grace, merit, law. The second part of this semester is then devoted to a study of each of the 10 commandments and the profound guidance they offer in living a life of holiness. Our journey through the Catechism then concludes in the final semester of the second year with a study of the one thing necessary, as our Lord calls it, that vital and personal relationship with God that we have through prayer. This final semester then concludes with an in-depth consideration of the 7 petitions of the Our Father, what St. Thomas Aquinas called the most perfect of all prayers. A journey from blessing to blessing up the ladder of ascent. That's what we're all about. From the knowledge of faith in the Apostles' Creed to the making present of God's saving acts in the liturgy and the sacraments, to our response in love to God out of obedience to his commandments in the moral life, to then ending with the personal intimate conversation with God that we call prayer. And so our climb up the ladder of ascent in the Catechism brings us to the summit of resting, as we read in paragraph 2565 of the Catechism, in the presence of the thrice holy God and in communion with him, which, by the grace of God, will ultimately lead us from this world to the beatific vision in heaven. Our world today, perhaps more than at any other time in human history, it may seem, is filled with so much uncertainty, so much anxiety, so much confusion. What the Church teaches, why the Church teaches it. So many competing claims out there for happiness, and people so often don't know where to turn to. But that's exactly what we're here for at the Catechetical School, to show you the path to life. Again, as we read in that first sentence of the Catechism, God, infinitely perfect and blessed in himself, in a plan of sheer goodness, freely created man to make him share in his own blessed life. We as Christians might have heard, might know, that this world is not our true home, that we are in exile in some sense. But still, although we might have heard this, might know this, so many of us struggle to understand what it means. If not here, then where is my true home? Why is that my true home and how do I get there? What is the purpose of life? Where did I come from? What am I here for? Where am I going? What is my true happiness? Real, true, everlasting happiness, the perfection of my life. Come study with us at the Catechetical School and understand that the Catechism is not simply an encyclopedia of information, but an encounter with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the way, the truth, and the life, our real, true, everlasting happiness. Theology is not simply to know a bunch of Catholic facts. Rather, theology is to suffer divine things. True theology is to be conformed and transformed into Jesus Christ in this great journey from blessing to blessing. That great journey up the ladder of ascent from this world to the next in Jesus Christ, which God has so beautifully revealed to us and which is captured for us in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. So come join us and the thousands of other catechetical school students who have found themselves climbing up this ladder of ascent from blessing to blessing, from this world to the next. Make the choice now to learn your faith. Check out all of our catechetical school class options at sjvlaydivision.org and get ready for your life to change in studying the faith with us.